Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, March 9. In Squiz Kids today, Aussie cricketers are world champs. Yoshi the Super Turtle. Matildas beat Vietnam. And the rise of the female superhero. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
History was made in Melbourne last night when the Australian women's cricket team beat India to become world champions in the final of the T20 World Cup. And it all happened in front of a stadium that drew the biggest crowd for a women's sporting event in Australia ever. The Aussies smashed 184 runs, losing only 4 wickets, before bowling India out for only 99 runs to claim their 5th World Cup title. Before the first ball was even bowled, American pop star Katy Perry wowed the 86,184 cricket fans with a stirring rendition of her hit Roar, a fitting anthem for International Women's Day. Aussie batswoman Elisa Healy was named Player of the Match, and her batting superstar teammate Beth Mooney received the award for Player of the Tournament after hitting the most runs ever for a single player in a T20 World Cup. Accepting the award, Beth said, "You can always be better. There are always ways to improve yourself." That, people, is what we call a true champion. After a nationwide appeal to school kids all over America, and after more than 28,000 of them had sent in suggestions, a name has finally been chosen for the Mars Rover, the all-terrain robot vehicle that will be sent to explore Mars next year. And the winner is Perseverance, which means never giving up, no matter how challenging the task is. Hats off to 13-year-old Alex Mather from Alabama in the United States, who came up with the winning name. Alex has been a space nut since he was a little kid. After attending space camp at the age of 11, he said, "I immediately knew space was something I wanted to do for the rest of my life." Good on you, buddy.
Spin the globe.
Each day, we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today, we've landed in Cape Town in South Africa, where the animal keepers at the local aquarium are doing cartwheels of excitement at the news that a loggerhead turtle they recently released back into the ocean has just completed the longest journey of any tracked animal ever. Yoshi, the wonder turtle, was handed to the aquarium 20 years ago after she was found swimming in the ocean with a damaged shell. She was released back into the ocean near Cape Town 2 years ago, and thanks to a GPS satellite tracker attached to her, scientists have been able to track her voyage, which has taken her across the entirety of the Indian Ocean to land on the north coast of Western Australia. Marine biologists here are super excited, as it most likely means Yoshi is an Aussie turtle, returning to the beach where she was born to hatch her very own baby Yoshis. Isn't that just incredible?
Sport time!
The Aussie women's soccer team, the Matildas, turned in a smashing performance in Newcastle on Friday night against Vietnam, beating them by 5-0. It means they now fly to Vietnam this week to face them again in a second playoff for a chance to qualify for the Olympics. Go you, Matildas! And Australia is also through to the Davis Cup finals after beating Brazil yesterday in the semi-finals in Adelaide. The Davis Cup is one of the most prestigious prizes in world tennis, in which countries play against one another. The Aussies will now advance to the finals in Spain in November.
Pop Culture Corner.
Who runs the world? Girls. Or so the Beyoncé song goes. And so, increasingly, the films and TV shows that kids watch are going too. Results of a study released yesterday into how many male lead characters there are in kids' films compared to how many female lead characters there are found that for the first time ever, there are just as many female leads as male leads. Think Captain Marvel, Elsa, Wonder Woman, and Mulan. So, why is that important? Because whether you realise it or not, the people we see in movies and on TV can have a powerful effect on what we imagine we can do. As yesterday's report says, if she can see it, she can be it.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Who won last night's T20 Women's World Cup cricket final? Was it Australia or India? That's right, it was Australia. Question number two. What sort of sea animal is Yoshi, who's just completed the world's longest journey by a tracked animal? That's right, she's a turtle. And extra points if you said a loggerhead turtle. Question number three. What's the name of the Australian women's soccer team? You got it, it's the Matildas. Yeah!
Shout outs.
Today's birthday shout outs go to Jaden from Canberra, Eamon from Sunshine, Mackenzie from Gympie, Heath from Newcastle, Grace from Morningside, Talia from Listerfield, Benji from Sydney, and Caitlin and Olivia from Eldersley. Happy birthday to you all. Classroom shout-outs to 5-6 Gold at Mount Austin School in Wagga Wagga, Miss Hardy and Mrs. Stewart's classes at Denniston East Public School, and Class 6M at Valentine Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what date you'll be blowing out your candles. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.